Good morning, everybody. And welcome to church this morning, to our lovely service that we're going to partake in this morning as we come together to worship God. And we are going to begin with a new song, but a few of us have had a little run through, so you may have caught the end of that. You are my strength when I am weak. That was really, really good. And the words are so lovely, aren't they? And a joy to sing. We were going to sing another one this morning. My Jesus, my Saviour, there is none like you. This is, well, I haven't sung this for a little while. So.
Spirit is with us now, saying to us, look, I am about to do a new thing, and calling us to join God in the new thing that God is doing in our midst. So let us sing to the Lord a new song. Let us together with all the earth sing to the Lord. Let us right now sing to the Lord and bless his name. Let us declare his glory among the nations. Let us praise the Lord and celebrate God's transforming spirit in our midst. Now is the time for us to worship God. So come and let us sing together. Come, now is the time to worship. Please stand if you are able to sing. In Isaiah 43, God says to the people of Israel, "Forget the former things, do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing." And that's true, because God is a God of transformation. But we feel safer, more secure with what we know, with the old, with the familiar. And we confess that there are times when God is calling us to something new, but we will not hear. So take a moment to sit with God now, to listen to what God is saying to you as you bring these prayers of confession. This is something that God is calling you to change in your life. What does God want to transform in you? Let us take a moment of silence to sit with God and to pray. And now we dare to say, "Forgive us and change us, O God, in the name of Christ. Amen." As the Apostle Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The great good news for us this morning and every day is that in Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And we're going to celebrate that as we sing, "I Am a New Creation." The Lord be always with you. In this month of Mission Focus, I thought that it would be a good thing if we heard from some of the people who are part of that, of the mission of our congregation, part of all of the number, part of one of the number of things that we do to connect with our community. So today and next Sunday, we're going to hear the stories of some of the programs and groups that are part of Kenmore Uniting Church and that create and promote community connection through music and art and in all sorts of other ways. Refreshed is one of the ways that Kenmore Uniting Church engages with the community. And this morning, I'm going to talk with Jenny about the guests, and there will be another mystery guest next week.
And mystery questions too.
Mystery questions too. I didn't think of the sort of things I would ask. And there'll be mystery answers.
Yeah, mystery answers, yes.
I know that Jenny McNichol started Refresh, but you look after it now, Jenny. Tell us about that. How did you get the job?
Oh.
And you told me that was...
I'll tell you the truth. No one else wanted the job. I felt, you know, my arm was twisted, put it that way. I didn't really volunteer to do it. However,
I would say now, I'm asking you, that Jenny was absolutely the right person to have her arm twisted. The others knew better than you, Jenny.
I think they did. They'd had a lot more experience. The volunteers that were there had been there for many years, and I'd only been there a short time, you know, short. I'd only recently retired when I started volunteering. I don't know.
So what do you like best about doing Refresh?
I love the people that I meet. I love the volunteers working with the people that volunteer, both from our church and from outside of the church. I don't know, that's the nicest thing.
One most rewarding thing that you do there?
Yes, I think the people.
It's the same.
It is.
People, the volunteers. I agree with you.
And making them happy with beautiful clothes and
but seeing
items.
People go happier than when they come.
Absolutely.
More
yes.
Than when they come.
Yes. And recycling. I'm into recycling, and it's very important, I think, to our world that we recycle beautiful things, really. A lot of the stuff that comes in is excellent quality. And if people just throw it out, well, you know, doesn't make sense.
Because in today's world, one of the things that people really need is genuine connection. And I see that happening in Refresh.
Mm.
That's what you've really been talking about up until now. Can you tell us a story or two about that? Don't break any confidentiality, but give us a bit of an insight into how those connections happen.
Well, some of our regular people are people that are actually involved with other things that happen here, like Mahjong, AA particularly, because they meet twice a week. Some of the ladies from the Kanga classes, the mums and bubs, you know, call in. And many regular customers that have been coming for years, and all our volunteers know them. And I think they rely on us to be welcoming and an ear to listen to if they've got a problem. I see a lot of my volunteers here that are nodding, and Selma, and, you know, they often come in and say, is a particular volunteer in today? And I say, no, they'll be in on Thursday or whatever. Well, I'll come back and talk to them then, because they've made a connection with someone.
Right. Because a question for us all is, how do we intentionally plan for those connections with our church community from all of the activities that we do, from Refresh and from the other activities? And that's the kind of question that I hope we will answer together at the workshop on Saturday week.
Workshop today, you have to read the words in bold, and I've got the ones that aren't in bold, so see how we go. From Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. With trumpets and the sound of the horn. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Well done, everyone.
I sing a new song to the Lord, a song of praise and thanks. A new song, because God has done something new. God said, I am about to do a new thing. And God created men and women in his image. When they turned away from God, God did not leave them. Instead, God said, I am about to do a new thing. God chose Abraham and Sarah and promised that through their family, God would bless the whole earth. When their descendants were slaves in Egypt, they cried out to God for help. And God said, I am about to do a new thing. God brought them out of Egypt through the sea and into the wilderness. God gave them the Ten Commandments and led them to the Promised Land. But they failed to live as God's people. And God said again, I am about to do a new thing. God sent them prophets to remind them how to live, but they did not listen to God's prophets. So God said, I am about to do a new thing. And God became one of them, born as a baby in Bethlehem, Jesus, God with us, who grew up to teach, to heal and to show the world for once and for all God's great love. Though he was killed by those with evil in their hearts, he forgave them. And God said, I am about to do a new thing. And on the third day, he rose again and gave us his spirit to be always. God's Spirit is still at work. And God's Spirit still says to us, look, I am about to do a new thing. That is God's promise. That is how God has worked since before creation. Thanks be to God for all the new things God has done throughout the history of humankind. Thank God that God is always at work in the world and in each of our lives every day. Thank God that God promises us here at Kenmore in 2023, in a wilderness of this moment in time, that I will make a way in the wilderness. Thank God that God promises to make a way for us as we seek a vision for our future and look for the new thing that God will do with us here at Kenmore Uniting Church as we listen to God and seek to faithfully follow where God is leading us. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for promising to do something new. Be thankful for change. Had enough change in the past few years. Dealing with COVID. And more recently, saying goodbye to Donna. Change is not comfortable. It means letting go of something, the things we would rather cling to, so that our hands are free to grasp the new. That's really not the thing that we most enjoy doing because we don't. Martin was a school principal whose staff and students were excited about the innovative and progressive programs that he was introducing into the school. Martin and the whole school community embraced the change and celebrated the difference that it made. Martin's wife, Margie, thought she'd surprise him by redecorating the living room. She hung new curtains, added some new cushions, rearranged the furniture, and she could hardly wait for him to get home to see what she had done. But when Martin walked through the door, his face dropped. "What's the matter, sweetheart?" Margie said. "I thought you'd love the changes. You're always talking about what you're doing at school and how good a change is." "Yes," said Martin. "I'm all for change here too, so long as everything stays the same. And you and I are sometimes very like Martin, aren't we? We are open to the possibility of new ways of thinking and living, but deep down we want things to stay the same, especially the things that make us feel secure and comfortable. So faced, what will we do?" Can we have that first cartoon, please? Can you read that? What if we don't change it all and something magical happens? Well, we could do nothing and hope for a miracle. Or can we... That next one, yes, please. We could tolerate it, say a half-hearted yes, but not really mean it, tick a few boxes and hope that will be enough. Hope for a miracle, grudgingly tolerate, or we can embrace it. But the only thing we can't do is avoid it. So if there must be change, if that is our present reality, and it is, don't you want to know what God has to say about change? Now let's listen to part of a conversation about change that is recorded in Isaiah 33, that God had with the people of Israel in a time of restoration after they returned from exile. And God said to them, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God has had a long history with Israel, a history through which they experienced God's glory, God's power, God's miraculous interventions to save them from their enemies. Long ago, God made a way through the waters of the Red Sea so that Israel could escape from Egypt. "Forget that," God said. "Don't remember the former things or consider the things of old, because now I'm about to do a new thing, even greater than a way through the waters. Now I will make a way through the wilderness, rivers where there was desert, and the wilderness will become green and fertile and filled with new life." Be very clear about this. God was not saying, "Forget what I've done for you in the past." God's not saying to us, "Wipe the past from your memory and start again." Without their escape from Egypt, God's people would not be where they are now when God is speaking to them. And there is a long history with God between then and Isaiah's time. But now, God's people are not in a good place. They are losing hope for the future. And God intervenes through the prophet Isaiah. If you thought that what I have done in the past is amazing, God said, wait till you see what I am going to do now. So what does that mean for us here at Kenmore Uniting Church in 2023, a long time later? When we're feeling a bit discouraged right now, when we are maybe even feeling and we need a way out, does God promise to make a way through the wilderness? Does that promise hold good for us as it did for God's people back then? If God is saying to us, I will make rivers in the desert, I will provide whatever you need to bring new life to birth here and for you to flourish as a congregation, do you want to hear that promise if it means change? Because deep down, we don't really want God to talk to us about change. We are like Martin, the school principal. Deep down, we want the things that make us feel secure and comfortable to stay exactly the same. So on the one hand, we don't really want change. On the other hand, we're in a bit of a wilderness, desert place right now, aren't we? And we do want God to lead us out of that. Earlier this year, you were all ready to call a minister, as you always have done. You know, this is the way it goes, isn't it? You say goodbye, sadly, to one minister, and then you say hello to the next. That's how it's meant to be, isn't it? That's how it always is. But what if God wants to do a new thing here now? What if God has a plan for us, as God did for his people in Egypt and in the wilderness and in exile in Babylon and when they returned from exile again? And what if our profile had gone to placement, but that was not the next right thing God had planned for us? Just suppose for a minute that God has a better plan to put that on pause and lead us to God's best future for us. A future where we will flourish and grow as a congregation. Just suppose that now that God has our attention, because of the concern that we feel about what's been happening lately, now that God has our attention, God is saying, don't get stuck in the past, the former things, the things of old, calling a minister without delay and settling into the pattern of our past. What if God's saying, now I'm going to do a new thing. Look and you will see it. Sometimes it takes a shock to make us listen to God, to listen to what God is saying to us right here and now about a way forward to a new life and to growth. We can focus on the bad news. We can't call our next minister right this minute, right now. Or we can ask, how is God's spirit moving in the midst of this? What is God saying to us now? And that is exactly what I hope we will do together when we all come to Transition for Mission Workshop on September the 2nd, Saturday week. I'm going to say that again. When we all come to the workshop so that we can all work together. Because I am praying, and I'm asking you to pray too, that we will discover together the next right thing God wills to do in and for us. And it will start then. The past is important. Keep thanking God for the past that brought us to where we are now. And we need to hold on to that. There's so much good, so many valuable assets that we have in the way that we have made contact with our community. Thank God for the great foundation we have on which to build the next right step in mission planning and outcomes. God for Jeannie and for Jenny and for all the other people, past and present, who have heard God's voice and reached into our community with God's love in so many ways, through craft and mahjong and music and art. But however much we want to, we cannot stay in the past. We cannot stay in the present. God is always, always calling us into the future. God has done marvellous things. Our past is the foundation from which God is calling us to move on, to embrace God's new future for us, a future of possibility, of renewal, of hope. Let's together sing a new song to the Lord.
I know Joan's name is on the roster, and we do have one of her beautiful prayers, but her car won't start this morning, and so she sent it to us. So thank God for the internet. So let's join together in the prayers of the people. Our God, our help in ages past, and our hope for years to come, be our guide now. We give you thanks for all the blessings we have received, for the many people who have inspired us, for the beauty of the world around us, and for the freedoms we enjoy in this country. We acknowledge that all is not well in our world today. For too long we have not cared for your creation. We have destroyed forests, polluted the air, poisoned rivers and seas, and destroyed the habitat of many creatures. Forgive us and help us change our ways to create a better world. We pray for all who endure suffering due to poverty, violence, persecution, oppression, and natural disasters. We especially pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for a ceasefire, a withdrawal of Russian forces, and for peace to prevail. We pray for all in positions of power that they may actively work for justice and peace. We ask your blessing on those who work to keep us safe, police, firefighters, and the armed services. For people who work to maintain our society, nurses, doctors, cleaners, engineers, drivers, and all those who work while we sleep. Loving God, we ask your blessing too on the homeless, ill, the lonely, on those tormented by mental illness, and on all who mourn. We pray for healing and wholeness in their lives. Help us to bring life and love, joy and hope to those in despair. We remember this morning any for whom we have a special care, and we name them in silence before you. And we pray now for ourselves. We ask your blessing on our coming workshop as we seek new ways to truly be your church in this place. May we find new opportunities for outreach through Artburst and other activities. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus and say now together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, and now I'll change hats and welcome you all particularly today. And we have Chris and Lisa and their gorgeous baby Riley with us in the back row, so do say hello to them afterwards. I hope you'll stay for a cup of tea. And we also have Kath on this side, a friend of ours who's staying for a couple of days. So we welcome you all sincerely to our community here. Now we have special things coming up in next week, not this week, but the following week. I hope you've all received a flyer about our prayer night for Ukraine. It's not a prayer whole night. It's just, you know, under an hour. But it is a very special occasion. We want to be able to ask anybody in the community. This will not be a very traditional sort of service. It will be a prayer evening. There'll be some music. We'll have some information. We think some personal information, people who have contacts with the situation there, but it's a really important one to let people know about. There may be people in our community, your neighbours. Do take home a couple of flyers and pop them in their letterbox, because this is something that is going to need a lot of prayer, I think. And we really invite you to let some people know about this particular event. And if you can help them, bring a friend or neighbour with you, that will be lovely. It will be very accessible and suitable to multi-faith, multi-economical, multi-denominational kind of occasion. Now, on the 2nd of September, you all know about our Transition to Mission workshop, and we will need to know numbers, so next week, please let us know, Wendy or me, because we have to order the lunch, so we do need to know or we'll run out of food. If we haven't got your name on the list, we might. We need to all support this day as much as possible and start working out some plan for the future and try and demonstrate that we're not just floating along until one day we wake up and it's too late and start asking who moved the cheese. So if we don't work on discovering God's plan for this church, other people will decide on what that is. I know the prayer points mentioned in your leaflets for this week, Classic. We had a wonderful music lovers on Thursday, about 45 people, and it was Irina, our violinist, who visits us quite frequently. She was terrific, especially with her lovely accompanist, Julian Wade, whom I heard again yesterday at the Catholic Music Education Festival, and a guitarist, and the combination was really mind-blowing. But also, please start praying now for Artburst. It's the end of September instead of at the beginning, and with people being ill, etc., we are a little behind in organisation, so I think we could do with some prayers there. It's looking very interesting with some extra workshops and things being added to the program, so I think it will be great. And the other thing is just some personal information. Don't forget about the people that we know who are definitely in need of prayer. Ian is still in rehab out at Fairview at the moment, and Don is certainly facing a very challenging time of recovery, and you're probably others that you know about. If you know of something that the council hasn't heard about, please let us know so we can make sure that everyone has what they need. Thank you very much.
We end up singing, God gives us a future. Let us do that now. Trust God and do not look back to the past. Look instead to the future where God is opening up paths before us. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you and remain with you always. Amen.